Thank you. We travel a lot. Last year, we did 165,000 miles, and that was just with one airline. This year, we've already been to Europe a couple times, Singapore around the first part of the year. The rest of this year, in August, we go back down under to Australia for a few weeks, come back home for a couple weeks, then we go back to Europe. Have an 8-day side trip to Romania. Hey, if anybody wants a good buy on my books, Romania is the place, $3. But you got to learn Romanian. But let me give you an idea of what is going to happen today. We started with a company 9 years ago, and nobody asked us what this company is because we don't talk about it. And we started with 4 people, and today we have now over 170,000 people in our downline. Last month, this organization grew by over 4,000 new members, and 98% of all of the new people and all of these people came from the original 4. Now, when you look at that, does that answer the question, do you need to sponsor a lot of people to build a large organization? Well, see, obviously you don't. But notice I use the word sponsor, not recruit. And I'll get into that in more detail in a little bit, because this is a sponsor and teaching business. Now, how were we able to build such a large organization like this? Okay, and we don't really work that hard either. You know, this is more about working smart than working hard. I need to ask you a question. You don't have to raise your hands on this question, but just answer it in your mind. When you sponsor a new person into your business, how much training time does it take you before your new person can in turn go out and sponsor someone? Can you do it like in 1 to 2 hours? How about in 2 to 3 days? How about in 2 to 3 weeks? Do some of you have people you sponsored 3 to 6 months ago and they still have not sponsored anybody yet? How would you like to know why those people haven't sponsored anybody? It's so simple when you hear it, okay? The reason that they have not sponsored anyone is because no one has shown them something that they can do. I mean, isn't that simple? And that's what I'm going to do here for you today. I'm going to teach you something that you can do, that anybody you know can do, and once you see how the system works, it'll open up your mind to who you think you can talk to about your business. Because once you realize that absolutely anyone can do this, now you're not prejudging people. So I'm going to teach you how to take a brand new person and teach them enough information in 10 minutes or less so they can actually start sponsoring. Not only will you be able to do this in 10 minutes or less, you're going to be able to do this without them having to know virtually anything. Now, that's a hard one to swallow, but as I take you through the simple 3-step system, you're going to say, gee, you know, you really don't have to know anything to get started. Now, folks, when I say get started, a person is not started in their business until they have sponsored that first person. And the quicker you can get a new person to sponsor someone, the better chances that that person's going to make it and they're going to stay around. So you'll say, gosh, you really don't have to know anything to do this. Now, I can teach you the system in 10 minutes or less. And I know some of you came a long way and you want to hear more than 10 minutes. So I have some other information that I want to share with you before I get to the system. Now, the thing I didn't tell you about this organization we built over the last 9 years is I would say over 90% of them live somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 miles from where we live because they're in Europe. Most of them are in German. They don't even read, speak, or understand English. So people, they say, well, how did you do this? How did you motivate them? And I say, you know, we really don't motivate them per se. What we do is we teach the leaders what we call self-motivators. Now, what is a self-motivator? A self-motivator is something that when you are doing it, it's motivating yourself. So all we did was we taught the four people the self-motivators, and then they taught their people, and they taught their people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So everybody keeps motivated because as you do these things, it keeps yourself all fired up. So what I want to do is I want to teach you one of these self-motivators. In fact, a lot of people ask me all the time, you know, what do you do at sizzle sessions? Now, I know most of you have already read my book. Can I see the hands again of the people who have read the book? Okay, great.